Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Spanak's ball underneath their own hoop. Quinn on the left corner takes the three. Yes! Just like that, Spanak's responds outside of the timeout. A little set of play from Jim Quinn there. Makes it now only a 12-point game after a three from Jesse Quinn.
Dreddix is in a 1-3-1 zone trap. Kind of thought during the timeout they might change to a man-to-man, but they're continuing with it.
As Orban has on the right elbow, almost had a jump ball situation to pass it up to Hurla. Top of the key, resets the offense with less than four left. 45-33, Cass City leads. And the three from Drew King, yes! Way downtown, about 3 feet behind the three-point arc. Drew King sinks it for Cass City. Seems like every time one team has a three, the other team responds just like that. As Jesse Quinn drives the lane, goes for the layup, and gets fouled. On the block is number 44, Morgan Erla. That's his third team, his third foul, team second in the half. To the line shooting two is number 32, Jesse Quinn from Maddox. And the first one's up and good. 14-point game, 48-34, Cass City over Maddox. 3:40 left in the third. Second free throw coming up for Jesse Quinn and the Hatchets. This one's up and good. Jesse Quinn now 5-for-7 from the free throw line in the game. As Early brings it up for Cass City down the right sideline. In the paint, kicks it back out to Schenck, top of the key, over to Drew King, right wing.
FedEx in a 2-3 zone.
Schenck drives into the lane, kicks it out to Drew King on the right wing for three. This one's off the front. Rebound Israelson, and he does a little spin move down the baseline, tries to go for two. That one's no good. Rebound Earl, that one's no good as well. Rebound Will Sutton for FedEx. Here comes Quinn down the court. 3:10 left in the third. Kowalski for three. This one's no good. Rebound Quinn. Another offensive board for the Hatchets. Quinn at the right elbow. Out to number 33, Pulaski. Kicks it back out to Quinn in the right corner. Almost lost it. Went right over the head, but he saved it somehow. Pulaski, right wing. Drives into the lane. He goes up, and he's fouled. Is it going to be on the floor? Yes, it is. So Kansas City foul on the floor. The team's third. This one's on number 44 or 45? 45. That's Israelson's number three foul on the night. And he comes out of the game, being replaced by number 22, Alex Gillespie. Another substitution for Cass City. Number three, Ethan Nickel, comes into the game, replacing Lucas Schenck, number five. 48-35, Cass City leads by 13 with 2:51 left in the third. FedEx ball. Quinn on the right wing, almost took the three, decided not to. Drives into the right elbow, kicks it out to Pulaski in the left wing. This one's up for three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound, last touch by Cass City. But then Erla tried to save it for himself. He does. Gets it off the FedEx rebounder, and it's Cass City ball. Drew King 90 feet away from his hoop.
Full court pressure.
Erla kicks it out to Schenck across, or Orban across the timeline as he dribbles around top of the key. Being guarded by Canarian. Double team coming from Pulaski. Drew King now right at the timeline. 2:25 left in the third. Leading by 13 is Cass City. Drew King takes the 15-footer. This one's no good. Rebound, though, by Nickel, number three. Kicked out to 20. What number is that? Number two, Orban for three. Yes, that's a three. And now it's a 16-point game with 2 minutes left in the third. Pulaski right in the lane for FedEx. Puts up the two with the little bunny. That one's good. He has 6 points in the third quarter alone. 51-37, 14-point lead for Cass City, less than two left in the third. Drew King drives right into the lane, is blocked by number 32, Jesse Quinn, but he got a little too much of the body there, and the foul against FedEx. That's Jesse Quinn's second foul, team's third. That's into the line is number 11, Drew King, for the Cass City Redhawks.
FedEx has switched to a man-to-man.
So Savannah trying many different avenues here as far as defenses go. Churching's first foul up. Soft shot up and good. Smooth as silk. A couple substitutions in for Bad Axe. Sutton, Canarian, and let's see, that's numbered. And Reifenbach come out for Bad Axe. Placing them, Ben Braden, Spencer Kelly, and Kramer.
Want to get some fresh wheels out there. There's no doubt that Coach Quinn wants to take a TCAT City right now. It's a very important part in the ball game.
As the second free throw up and good from Drew King, makes it a 16-point lead once again. 53-37, Cass City. Pulaski in the left wing. Dribble stops at the top of the key. Now a 2-3 zone from Cass City as Ben Braden drives down the baseline. Gets a roadblock there into Pulaski in the lane. He puts up for the jump shot. That one's no good. Rebound to Perla. And here comes Cass City. Minute and a half left in the third. Perla picks up his dribble over to Drew King. Crosses the timeline on the right baseline over to number three. Nickel back up to Erlis at the free throw line. Beaten there by Spencer Kelly. A little bit of too much action there on the body from Spencer Kelly. Foul is on the floor against Bad Axe. That's their team's fourth in the half. And the foul is against number 45, Spencer Kelly, his first. Underneath their own hoop, number two, Orban for Cass City. Feeds it into Erla on the right block. That one goes up, and it's good from Erla. As Spencer Kelly there picks up his second foul in about as many seconds. And he has two fouls, team fifth, and Morgan Erla has the chance for his second three-point play of the night. Replacing Orban is number 12, Cody Ross, as Brown City wins in overtime over Ubley.
How about that?
Morgan Erla completes the three-point play, makes it now 56-37. Brown City wins over overtime in overtime over Ubley. After trailing for a majority of the game, 57-54, thanks to Eddie Fury from Plum Tailgater Sports. As Spencer Kelly goes up for the free throw, and that one was no good. Rebound to Cass City, and another foul on Bad Axe. Is this on Spencer Kelly once again? Yes, it is. Just like that, Spencer Kelly picks up three quick fouls.
This is not going the hatchet's way.
He went from being the patron saint of no fouls to being in purgatory. And the substitution in for Cass City, number 23, sits down. That's Valesky for Cass City. Nickel has the ball. Back over to Drew King. Full court pressure coming from Bad Axe with less than a minute left. Bad Axe trailing by 19 to Cass City in the third quarter. As the ball heads our way. 54.9 seconds left. We have a timeout, full timeout. Cass City wants it, so you're tuned to WIW. 56-37 in the third quarter with 54.9 seconds left in Bad Axe. You're tuned to WIW.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and how can we forget high energy costs? Kohler Propane of Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per-gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company, Kohler's, toll-free at 888-950-7975 or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Full court pressure. 54.9 seconds left in the third. Full court pressure from Bad Axe as Erla brings up for Cass City. 56-37 Cass City lead. As Bad Axe last touches on a loose ball there, and it's going to remain Cass City ball with 47.4 seconds left with a 19-point lead for the Red Hawks. Shank underneath his own hoop in the maroon and white. Shank passes to number 12, top of the key. Or to Cody Ross, who then turns it over. Number 12 for Bad Axe. Matt Kramer gets it. Then there's a foul on Cass City. I think it's starting to get a little out of hand here, John.
Well, right now, Coach Effernell, he's not exactly happy with what his guard just did. He's got a lead. He's got to be playing like with a lead. Instead of going ahead and just tossing it in.
And Drew King picked up a second foul, but right there.